Opera by Request is an opera company where singers, rather than the director, choose the opera. Opera by Request and Berlin Wagner Group are presenting Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle, performed in concert with English surtitles and piano accompaniment. With us to talk about it are bass baritone Andrew Tees as Wotan and director, conductor, and pianist William Shukov. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How does it feel to be introduced by saying, and Andrew Tees, Wotan? Like the hugest role in opera.
No kidding. Pretty fun. Pretty exciting.
I just bet. Now, whose idea was Opera by Request?
Well, Bill? It was a conglomerate idea. It came from me and a number of singers who said, instead of just doing opera excerpts in concert, why don't we do complete operas?
Right.
So that seemed like a good idea, but I thought, I'm not going to decide what we do.
Uh-huh.
I'll have the singers make that decision, uh-huh. and that's how Opera by Request got off the ground. That was back in 2007,
mm-hmm.
and we did a production of Carmen, mm-hmm. and it just took off from there.
But I mean, here you are doing the Ring Cycle. Who's to blame for that? Are you? Was that your idea?
It was not my idea. I think Bill has a pretty good story about how it all came to be. Bill, do you want to take that
one
away?
Yes, well, my stipulation is that there has to be at least two singers interested in a production.
Sure.
And it gets back to 2010 when two singers wanted to do Das Rheingold. And I took a big step backwards. I said, we've never done anything of this magnitude.
No kidding.
But together we put together a very fine cast for Das Rheingold, including Andrew Tees as Wotan. And from then, the other operas took shape. It's unfortunate that the real instigator of this project, the mezzo-soprano, passed away after the Valkyrie in 2012. But she had instilled the enthusiasm for the project.
Right.
And so we continued to present the four operas, and we eventually concluded with Götterdämmerung in 2016. And at that point, Andrew, along with most of the other cast, said, we really need to do this properly. We need to do the Ring Cycle.
Our original idea was that we were going to do all four in one day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
That was
going
to be the challenge. Bill had said, I think we can get in the Guinness Book of Records if we do it.
Probably.
But we would all end up with nodes and have serious vocal troubles for the rest of our life.
And never sing again.
So, exactly. But what a way to go.
No, my goodness.
So that was the original idea. That sort of didn't pan out. But I think we were thinking of trying to do it in conjunction with Nuit Blanche.
Okay.
We had missed their deadline,
yes.
And so we sort of put that on the on the side burner for a mm-hmm. while, and then the idea, we need to do it. You know, we've all invested our time and
sure.
you know, in learning
sure.
these roles, and you know, the Ring doesn't get done that often.
No.
I believe, Bill,
this is the second time in Canada. You know, the COC did it when they opened the new Opera House, and this is only the second time that the complete Ring Cycle has been done in Canada.
Whose piano reduction are you using?
Well, that's a good question. What I do is, because they are all different.
Yes.
I consult them all and then come up with my own version.
Ah, there
wow.
you go.
And, you know, what I come up with is what suits my abilities, my technique, and what I feel is best suits the singers.
Sure.
Well, that's just smart.
Well,
we can only hope.
You know, I mean, gosh, who else's version would you use adaptation, let's say, would you use? I mean, it makes sense that you would use your own.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's a consensus of...
Yes, yes. For how long have you been preparing this, Andrew?
Well, I mean, we did our first one back in 2011.
You were saying,
you know, and it's amazing how the brain sort of says, "Well, that was there. Let's just forget how that went."
Sure.
When Bill said to me, "We're going to do the full cycle, and we're not going to do it in 24 hours," he asked me if I would do so. I am doing Wotan in Die Walküre and Siegfried.
Okay.
For this round. We're doing it again, for all your listeners out in Eastern Ontario.
That's
we're
right.
doing it again in Belleville,
right,
the hotbed of Wagnerian enjoyment. But so we're doing that come the month of May.
That's
but
nice. That's
there
nice
I time. Get to do the Rheingold as well. But I started preparing for this slowly.
That's smart too.
It's necessary for me. I don't sight read, so I just have to sit at a piano and plunk my notes, and it slowly gets into and I sort of sing along with my plunking. So anyway, I've been preparing since I started in July, and mm-hmm. it's really just accelerated over the last, and I'm now sort of trying to sing a couple of hours a day just to really get it sung into.
You really have to. It's like preparing for a marathon,
oh,
isn't
absolutely.
It? No
absolutely.
Matter what you're singing, actually.
Yep. It's I mean, it's a they're challenging roles.
Yes.
The opening monologue that Wotan does in Walküre is, you know, it sits down in the bottom of your range for about 10 pages, and then all of a sudden it gets very exciting, and it sits at the top of your range for the next 5 pages. Then it goes back down again. So, you know, it's being able to navigate through those parts of your voice and being able to do it healthily, that's challenging.
Yes.
At this point, you thank God we're not doing it all in one day.
Nah, it'd be fun to do it all in a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Would it be cruel of me to ask if you've all got it memorized?
That would be very cruel.
That would be very cruel.
Be very cruel. We're getting there. I learned things in cells, you know, and I'm dealing right now. I feel like I've got Wagnerian Tourette syndrome because all of a sudden little snippets of Wagner sort of slip out in my everyday conversation, which is a little disliked.
And they sort of have to be, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be that immediate in your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I mean, it's an exciting opportunity. You know, we hope that we'll have a lot of people coming. We've got sponsors, Bill, you know, we've got, it's exciting. We've got a terrific cast, good people, you know, Bill, 88 Fingers Louie.
Yeah, Bill, just to answer me this one question before we close this interview. Do you have a page turner?
Yes. Oh. I could not do this without a page turner.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm very impressed that you're going to play this, a big, huge orchestra into all your fingers.
Well, my fingers and I will do the best we can.
That's all we ask.
Well, we want to wish you all the best to have good fun with this.
Yes,
thank you.
Indeed.
Thank you for coming in today. We've been talking with Andrew Tees and William Shukoff about Opera by Request and Berlin Wagner Group's presentation of Wagner's Ring Cycle, performed in concert with English surtitles and piano accompaniment. Opera by Request, the venue is College Street United Church at 452 College Street. It takes place from February 14th until the 17th, but you don't have to sleep over. For tickets, call 416-455-2365 or go to the Opera by Request Ring Cycle website. Thanks so much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.